Thrills. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys! Okay. So I think that we got a preview of what this next, not next generation and for the Xbox Series X, but a new SKU. And there was a little bit of leaks. We'll just preface it with that, okay? And it's white, and it looks like the original one, the Xbox Series X in black. However, it's white. And it's full digital. Now, okay, all right, okay. Xbox, I think you are making a problem with this. Now, and keep in mind, I'm one of those advocates that's always telling people, get on Game Pass. You going full digital, I can admit, this has me a little bit worried. Now, keep in mind, guys, I know you can buy the game and you can continue, but I don't want SKUs where you're forced into going into that route, because they have already shown us that at a moment's notice, you can lose that game, even if you purchased it. So I am not fond of this. And this is going to have the effects of buying physical games. If these systems are not having those disk drives in them, then what's the point of going to the store when you're going to be forced to download? And again, I think my internet is fine and stuff like that, but that being said, there are still people that do not have a good, solid, whether it's Wi-Fi or whether it's wired. It's not strong enough. And if people like get this game and these games and stuff like that, right? It might take them 2, maybe 3 days. And this is on a steady download, you know, in order to play these games. You know? However, I think they can remedy that by allowing people to download games in advance and then unlock them day of. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't like the way this is going. I just don't. Right now, we have the disk drives and all, not disk drives, but you know, we have physical media for all three consoles and stuff like that. And furthermore, yeah, disk drives are not just for games. They're also for movies. they're also for movies. You know? And I don't want the idea of y'all just, like, you know, forcing people to, you know, download that game. Because let me tell you something. 4K players or blue... Well, most people want 4K. But 4K players are damn near $300. And so if you're going to pay $300 for a 4K player, you might as well go get you a damn... a PlayStation 5 or something of that nature. I hope that this leak was just a prototype. And it's not real, but it looks like it's gonna be real. All right. Next story. Embracer Group's divest Gearbox Entertainment for a consideration of $460 million to Take-Two Interactive Software Incorporation. Take-Two will get Borderlands and Tiny Tina Wonderland franchises, as well as Homeworld, Risk of Rain, Brothers in Arms, and Duke Nukem. However, Embraces retain Cryptic Studios, Lost Boys Interactive, Capture Dimension, Gearbox Publishing, San Francisco, to be renamed prior to the closing, and the publishing rights to the Remnant franchise. Y'all remember when Remnant 2 came out, like, on the Game Pass, and it came out really fast? I don't know. These little things you have to pay attention to. Excuse me. What else game? There was a game that they said that, yeah, Borderlands 4 is still in development. You know what, guys? I didn't play 1. I was forced to play 2. It was a multiplayer, and they wanted me to play with it. I can honestly tell y'all this. I can't stand that game. I can't stand it. It's not the... I don't like Borderlands. I just don't. I think it's just... a smash and grab, and I played plenty of smash and grabs and thought they were fun. I can't connect with those the characters, and I was like, I don't want to play this game. I don't want to play this game, but Cheers to the Embracer Group and stuff like that. Hopefully they get all, you know, get their stuff together and why not. Princess Peach was number 1 in the Japan software sales and why not. Surprisingly, I thought that Dragon Dogma 2 was number 2. But I could have sworn I thought that game was gonna be number 1. Here's the thing. And I don't know what the fuck is going on with you fans with like Sony and stuff like that. I don't get it. Because like we talked about last week, right? Like Dragon Dogma, they all jumped on, right? And then they got like, just like what my guy Andy said, they played for a couple of hours and then they got like, you know, bored of it really quickly and whatnot. But I think the reason why people just really jumped off of that bandwagon is because of the performance of that game. And I don't understand why y'all did. It's a Capcom game. And they're using the Resident Evil 4 engine. And that engine, even though it's wonderful in a smaller, you know, sandbox, I'll say. But I don't think it does good in open world. And they're working on it. But Rise of Ronin, that fell hella fast. That game, which is a PlayStation exclusive, people just overlooked it and was like, I'm not gonna play this game. And I said all that to say this, I don't really understand what Sony Fierce boys want. I mean, it looks, and I'm talking about Dragon Dogma, it looks good to me, but I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Did I pick it up? No. Will I pick that up in the future? Yeah, when it's on sale. When it's on sale, it looks like a fun game. Talking about Nintendo, hold on. So, there was a bit of news about Nintendo restructuring their, some things that's been going on in the company. So, it's, and this is by Kotaku. It's being reported that they are looking to lay off 100 employees or testers and stuff like that. And this is video games and hardware. So it will be restructuring and it will be downsizing. However, some of those people, it's okay. So some of the people who are testers are going to get full time. But those who've been there for a while may be leaving the company or may be asked to leave the company. Of course, they're going to get compensated and whatnot. And it's sad. I mean, it affected Nintendo of America, that is. And I think the reason why they're doing that, because it's never good that this be happening to anyone in the field and stuff like that. But the reason why I think that they're doing it is because that system is about to, like, you know, of course some of the prominent developers are already working on Nintendo Switch successor, but I think that it's going to start, like, you know, showing a little bit more in the in-house and stuff like that. And people are going to literally start seeing this system like third tier. They're going to start seeing it. Not, I think third tier is like people who test and make sure that the system is stable and stuff like that. That's just my summation. I don't know. But I think that system is going to start, like, you know, showing out a little bit more. And they're like getting ready to bring proper people in and whatnot, to make sure that whatever it is remains a mystery. Because it's rumored that they want the system to be powerful. And it has to be, considering, like, you know, what these next games and their development are asking for, you know? Because I know that the new next generation, the pros, the PS5 pros, and the new next generation of Xbox, it's going to want more power. And again, I told you guys, that's going to bite them in their ass. I think that we're running, it's a race to the, it's a race to, for me, I always say the bottom. It's like a race to the bottom, because once you get there, they have no other choice but to move all of y'all, or all of us, I should say, because we're console players, to the PC realm. Which is frustrating, because I don't want to go to the PC. Did y'all know that Diablo 4 is now available? What's that say? Cross progression still doesn't pop according to other platforms and stuff like that. I don't know. I am downloading it. I haven't played it yet. Cause I didn't play four. I didn't play I take that back. I didn't end four. But you know it's on Game Pass right now, so it's fine. It's a fun game. If you have, what surprised me is that that game, and they are still selling three for $60, $60 to $70. To me, that's crazy. But then again, though, like I said, because that engine three was really good. I bought that one. I bought three, like for $20. And I bought that for the... Did I buy that for the PS5 or did I buy that for the Switch? I must have bought... Hold on, let me see. I must have bought it for the PS3. Did, Diablo... It came to Switch, right? Yep. It did. Okay, so the Eternal Collection. Yep, I bought it for the Switch. I did not buy it for the PS4 or the PS5. What else happened? Oh, Marvel got a new game called Marvel's Rivals. It looks just like Overwatch. I saw it and I was like, let me see, because I know we saw the trailer to it and everything, but I didn't get through it. Is that just like a moral, a mobile game? It doesn't say. We just got the trailer. Yeah, it doesn't say. I think it's just gonna be a mobile game. Cause if it was gonna be on a platform and stuff like that, they would have announced it. Scratch that. Notably, Marvel Rivals will be initially exclusive to the PC. Good. Good. Let them have it. Let them enjoy that. talk about a fall off. I used to love Overwatch, and it just became so toxic. It became so toxic for me. And that's why I stopped playing it. Like, those people were doing it, taking it too serious for me. And I was like, it is just a game, guys. It's just a game. Oh, well. Oh, well. Okay. And, that looks about it. Okay, guys. And with that, I think we're in this segment. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. There's only one person that dominated this news this week. And that is Puff Daddy. Girl, his house got raided. And he flew. I'm not even sure if he's back in the States. I mean, they say that he is. They say that he is. I don't believe it. Girl, what the fuck can you say? What the fuck did you say? I told you guys how I felt. How I felt. I like listening to rap and stuff like that. I do. Some. Not a lot. Some. Now, here's the thing. There are some Mobb Deep, not even Mobb Deep. I wouldn't even go with Mobb Deep. I would go with like The Roots. I would even venture to say some Wu-Tang, like hip hop. Fans, you know, especially underground, good music. I'm not saying that either one of those groups are underground and whatnot. Like Mos Def to me, it's like hip hop, but underground, like it's like they're not mainstream. I love their music. It usually has a good message to it and stuff like that. But I've always thought like, you know, okay, there's a little bit of grime to it. Could I personally hang around with people who are doing battling? Like, I can see myself doing that. I can see myself hanging around with them. When I talk about rap, I'm talking about Puff Daddy, Jay-Z, what's his name again? Kanye West, Mace, and you notice I'm all doing East Coast, right? New York. These people, I'm nowhere near it, 50 Cent, all of them, I am nowhere near them. When I tell you guys, something about that era, the early 2000s, something about that era of those rappers, I would have never have been left alone with those people. Something tells me that something is wrong with them. I got that vibe from those New York rappers. And I'm not saying that the West Coast are better. But it's just something about them. I just was like, okay, good music. God, they made good music. But it's just, it was very dark. And a lot of the shit that is coming to light involving P. Diddy, it's like y'all was the stupid ones that was blind to it. I always saw him doing this shit. I remember when he was throwing parties. Y'all don't remember? Okay. I don't know if it's on YouTube or not like that. Baby. Okay. So, to get an idea, and this was an idea, this is when Kevin Hart was like really coming up and stuff like that. He had like, you know, he did like a little little comedy thing. It was on YouTube where he was showing like he was at one of Puffy's party. The girl got caught on fire. That's how much she got caught on fire. A lot of prominent figures was there, including Trey Songz. I remember him being there. But, and even that party seemed nasty to me. It seemed nasty. But a lot of the shit, they went and raided that man's house as he is on the plane going to the Caribbean. His son, Justin, and King was left behind. They were walked out in handcuffs and stuff like that. And then the shit hit the fucking fan. The shit hit the fan. We don't know what it is they have. It could be a whole bunch of nothing. But I don't believe that it is. And I said this before. I said this when this happened. I think the one thing. Okay. Cassie. I think when Cassie filed her lawsuit, I think Cassie gave information to the feds. I think she gave it to both. And I think that's why, because y'all remember when that thing, and in less than 24 hours, Cassie got her shit. And we've seen a lot of cases in our lives. We really have. It shocked the world. Because that turnaround was so fucking fast. It was so fast. It was one day I'm suing you for money, and the very next day you got the money. But the dirt was already out. The dirt was already out. And now these people are walking around and they're coming out. They're talking about their experiences with these people. And I believe that some shady shit went down. I even believe that some criminal shit went down. I do. Something about Puffy to me just screams like, you've done some shit, or you had people do shit for you. I mean, if you know his family background, Puffy has a family that dealt in like the BML. Like, they were movers. and shit like that. Like, they were... I wouldn't give him mob, but he most certainly, you know, was affiliated. And stuff like that. But, and everyone seemed to be jumping on him and shit like that, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. But, we just started to examine a lot of people that worked along with them and shit like that. And you want to know who's the one who affected me the most right now? The one who I'm staring at? Justin Bieber. What is going on with that boy? Well, that man now. He's a man now. What is going on with him? If you go back and look at some of those videos that he had, like, oh, he... Puffy always gave me, like, you know... Creep. Just creep. I thought he was a creep just because the fact that it is, he's singing around and dancing in the songs and the videos and shit like that. But, but yeah, his interaction with, Justin Bieber, it just makes me, wonder, like, what the fuck did you do to this kid? And I wouldn't be surprised if he just, I wouldn't be surprised if some shit happened where he was in boot camp, and I put that in quotation marks, you know, with Puff Daddy. The same way it was with, what's his name again? Usher. I wouldn't put it past him. Girl, they said the mule, he had a white boy as a mule bringing in drugs. Girl, they said that Carisha was a whore. Now, girl, let me tell y'all something. You would have had to been a fucking idiot or someone who's blind to see that Carisha... Oh, what's the other girl's name is? City Girls. Let me look their name up. City Girls. JT. Jatavia. You can look at these girls and stuff like that, and I'm not even gonna front. I'm not even gonna miss no motherfucking word. You can look at both of these girls and can tell the fact that it's outside, like, yeah, they're workers. They're sex workers. You could tell they fucked their way in. Carisha is clearly, you know, her body is bald. Both of their body is bald. And shit like that. You wanna know, you know, a girl's body is bald, like, you know, but outside of the shape and everything and stuff like that. They always have their boobs out. And I think that is just by design. But, they call Carisha a sex worker. I didn't refute that when I heard that for the first time. I was like, yeah, she looks like one of the girls that came up and shit like that. And because you remember, she never was with nobody. Her and Puffy was never together. And said, just like what Rodney said. Rodney the Voice, guys. That's a YouTube video. Go check him out. He's adorable. But she always had to be ready and willing to go whenever Puff Daddy snapped his finger. They said that girl was moving cocalina for him. And I believe it. I think the one who... I'm glad that she spoke her truth and everything. But I think Cassie let the shit go. Cassie just went and fired off and said, girl, here's the tea. Let me give it all to you. I wouldn't be surprised if what he was doing to Cassie, he's doing to Carisha. I wouldn't be surprised. It's just, it's sad, you know, that you will have to compromise all of that just to be, I bet you she's going to be a star witness, watch. She came out talking about, I'm here. Yep, and there you go. Your name has been, your name is in a motherfucking goddamn disposition. Girl, did y'all see how they tried to link motherfucking, Prince Harry there? Like, girl, Prince Harry ain't linked to that man. He took one fucking photo with him, and they tried to bring it, like, you know, bring it to the forefront, like, the case to the forefront, and that's why they used it. But I was like, girl, don't use his name. There are plenty of people. Farnsworth, he needs to come forward. And y'all remember that porn star. And he said he was went to those parties and stuff like that. And he said in that stream that he had video. That he got evidence, and I think they hit him up right then and there. It was like, yeah, thank you for this information. Let's go get this nigga. Girl, they just started on this, man. They just started. You know he sold his shares in Revolt TV? I think he took it out because I think he knows what's going to happen and stuff like that. And he's going to put that up for safekeeping and stuff like that. Because when he gets out, he's still going to have his money. Houses and shit like that when his mother's name and other people's name and stuff like that. I think that's shady as fuck. I believe that shit is shady as fuck. Claim your shit. I'll be goddamn. No. You think I'm gonna put my kid's name and something that is expensive like that on that scale? No. Why? Because they ain't got no, who cares? This is mine. I bought this, you know? Can I pass it to him? Yes. But no, I'm not going to put it in his name. That in itself seems shady to me. And I know a lot of people do it. But that's fucked up. You know, because his mom is now going to be involved in this shit. Girl, this downfall is so swift. He just said he was a billionaire and he got out there acting like a fucking fool. And those people that had his head, that had their hands on that leash on him, yanked his ass back down to earth and said, you're fucking with our money. And since you want to fuck around with our monies with all of these allegations and shit like that, you know what? We just gonna cut your ass loose. We gonna cut you loose. That's why I pay you just to have the shit that's in your name, in your name. You know, I think that when you make a lot of money, you're supposed to lay low any goddamn way. You don't bring no attention to yourself in the slightest. You know, we don't know what's going to happen next. This is an ongoing investigation, but everyone is on pins and needles to see who is going to come out and say something else about this shit. Now, y'all see how Candace Owens got fired, right? That bitch. She played her motherfucking goddamn hand and she lost. That bitch got fired. Right after the Breakfast Club, she got fired. The day after. But see, here's the thing. I don't know why y'all keep on doing it. I said this last week. I don't know why y'all keep on doing it. If y'all don't sit here and play by these people's rules, who makes you? Because you got to know how to make yourself. That way you're not beholden to no one. Candace Owens was going around here talking about this motherfucking DEI. They wanted her to literally attack CRT. They wanted her to attack DEI. They wanted her to attack BLM. They wanted her to attack every goddamn progressive goddamn viewpoint. And as soon as she stepped out of line, because she was talking about the Jewish community and the Israel people and stuff like that, they got rid of her like that. Like that. You have to know when you are a puppet. And you thought that you were safe? You're never safe in their realm. You are never safe in their realm. That's why you don't go play over there. If they are spewing shit against your color, identity, ethnicity, culture, don't go fuck with them. Just don't fuck with them. She looks stupid now. She looks stupid. And she deserved this swift downfall. Went up there on the Breakfast Club, and what the fuck is going on with that goddamn place right there? What the fuck is going on over there with the Breakfast Club and shit like that? I sense, you know what they're always talking about, like, the gay agenda. I believe that there's an agenda over there. I think it's a conservative agenda over there on the Breakfast Club. And I think they're trying to push that shit. I think that they're trying to push that. And I don't understand why. I understand why. Because their corporate lords told them to do it. Their corporate lord told them to do it. And they don't got their best interest. They're trying to get those people money. You're not going to get them. That's the thing about it. I'm trying to get them to understand. You're not going to get them. You can't. You're black. You cannot get them. Beyonce album. I haven't listened to it yet. But I did see the playlist, and it looks like it's going to be a nice album. I know everybody's streaming it. Yeah, everybody's streaming it. Yes, ma'am. And it's gonna be, I know it's incredible. God, I know it's incredible and shit like that. But see, I like I told you guys, I'm waiting to see. This is the thing. This is the shit. This is the shit I'm waiting on. Bitch, I'm waiting to see what the Grammys do. That's what I'm waiting to see. Cause y'all know, Taylor Swift albums comes out next month. So I'm waiting to see what they do. I want to see what they do. This is going to be interesting because Beyonce and Taylor Swift usually don't go in the same, they usually don't fall in the same, year. But this year, they're going head to head. Well, next year, they're going head to head. So I want to see what they do. So that's what I'm excited about. Outside of the music and stuff like that. Baltimore. That bridge. Whew. Condolences to the people that was lost on a boat and on a bridge. Like, my God. That is frightening. That is frightening. To see that video, I was like, oh my God. Bitch, it's sad that we lost, you know, 6 lives as of today. Like, you know, that's been counted. But thank you for that shit didn't happen in the motherfucking rush hour. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The way that bridge went down. Talking about, you remember that DEI shit? DEI's new nigger. This DEI government, I mean, this DEI mayor is the reason why this happened. No, the fucking ain't. They voted him in, and he's doing a phenomenal job. But let me go listen to Beyonce album real quick. Okay, guys, and with that, I'm gonna end it here. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. And I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.